I'm joined by Rodney Brent. Rod is in charge of, or at least helping to coordinate, the Friends of Henderson County Wildlife at a very special event that they've got. It's called Butch's 2021 Outdoorsman Heritage Bass Fishing Tournament in memory of Butch Brent, and that is the late father of Rodney Brent. And Rodney is helping to coordinate this event. This is a official IRS 501c3 nonprofit charity, and it's all volunteers, but it's a virtual bass fishing tournament. And Rodney joining me. Rodney, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
Tell me a little bit. Now, it's a virtual bass fishing tournament. It's not meaning you're not looking at a screen and fishing. You're actually going to be fishing real live and in person, but you're going to be fishing wherever you want to fish. Is that right?
That's right, Steve. So the virtual term really is intended to mean we're going to leverage technology and all these phones such that people over a 6-week period of time can enjoy the tournament by fishing wherever they want, right? So a lot of fishing tournaments, you have to be in a specific location, maybe on a specific day or weekend. This actually allows our participants to be wherever they might want to be, say Grandpa's pond, down on the river at their cabin, a local stream, a state park, wherever they might be and have the opportunity to bass fish. They can actually open up what we call the Fish Donkey app and virtually participate in the tournament. So they don't have to physically be at a certain location at a certain time, but over the 6-week period of time, they can enjoy our contest.
Now, they have to, when you download the app, and that's something you, and that when you do catch a fish, that app is going to help what? Keep you connected to, or I guess what, verify that you've actually caught this fish and that it's, is it by weight, by size, by what?
All great questions, Steve. So what the Fish Donkey apps, it allows for is when people catch a fish, they can take two pictures within the app that registers the location of where they caught the fish. One of those pictures will be taken on what we call a fish ruler by Rapala. We have those available to give to contestants or participants. And then what's really nice about the Fish Donkey app is it keeps leaderboards. So our tournament will run over 6 weeks from May 15th to June 27th. We'll have two divisions. We'll have a youth division, which is for 15 and under. That's actually free for those folks to register and participate. And then we'll have an adult division. But what's exciting about the app is you can be anywhere, anytime. But more importantly, the app keeps active leaderboards. So each week we'll have a weekly winner for both the youth and adult divisions. And at any time during the week, you can say, hey, I'm in first place, or my buddy over at Minneapolis or Danville caught a bigger fish. Now I'm in third place, whatever the case may be. And so through the tournament, we'll give those weekly winners some really nice prizes, and then we'll have an overall tournament champion for both divisions.
Now, this is specifically bass fishing. I mean, no other type of fish, no catfish, right?
Now, we're going to do a catfish tournament later in the summer. But the spring and early summer tends to be a great opportunity for bass fishermen, so we're focused on that. This is the first tournament like this we've ran, so we figure we'll get some experience and move on to the Channel Cat and Blue Cat later this year.
So you're looking at this being it's an organization, and it's a charity, nonprofit charity, and is it brand new, the Friends of Henderson County Wildlife?
Good question, Steve. We were founded about 2 years ago. With COVID, it's been difficult to have a lot of events, but our organization objectives are really to drive education, conservation, and outdoorsman heritage around really celebrating our natural resources here in the Mississippi River Valley. So we've had three events so far. We did a fall event last October before COVID got completely out of hand, where we had a youth duck calling contest. We had some white-tailed deer training sessions and some hunter safety programs by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and some local volunteers. Since then, we've helped with a hunter safety program just a few weeks ago. And essentially, our goal is to find avenues to allow people to really celebrate our local natural resources in the form of outdoorsman activities, right? Whether it be fishing, hunting, boating, hiking, whatever it might be. And what's really interesting is we've got a lot of great organizations that have been in our communities for some time, organizations like Whitetails Unlimited, Ducks Unlimited, and they're great organizations. We happen to support those. But what we do here locally is we make sure the funds we raise are spent locally on local events for both youth and adults, as well as local projects.
And Butch Brent, your late father, I'm guessing he was quite an outdoorsman. Is that right?
He was. You know, a lot of people know my dad professionally by Don Brent. He was a coach, teacher, and principal for about 30 years in the Dallas City area. But his passion beyond education and kids was really the outdoors. He grew up on the farm I live on here in rural Gladstone, Illinois now. And he just really loved the outdoors and all the Mississippi River Valley had to offer. And as an educator, I really enjoyed the foundation of learning about the natural sciences and our ecosystem with my dad, whether it be on the river, the duck blind, the local farm pond. And I just think in today's society, it's a great way for kids to learn. We get away from all the screen time. And most importantly, I enjoyed a really special relationship with my father with just the gift of time and enjoying the outdoors. So we have founded the Friends of Henderson County Wildlife in his memory. And this tournament actually is named after him.
Fantastic. If they want more information, what, just go to Facebook.com, F-O-H-C-W-L, Friends of Henderson County Wildlife. F-O-H-C-W-L, that's on Facebook, and that's where you get every piece of information that I'm looking at, right?
That's right, Steve. So when you go to Friends of Henderson County Wildlife, you can search it on Google or on Facebook and find us. Our email and contact information's there. We'd love to hear from you. To join the tournament, for those 15 and under free or adults, it's $25. They just have to download the Fish Donkey app. They can tap Fish in a Tournament and just select Butch's 2021 Outdoorsman Heritage Bass Fishing Tournament. But you can find those details on Facebook. Steve, we really appreciate the opportunity to be on the air today.
All right. Well, have a great time, and we'll check in with you and see who the winners are, okay?
Absolutely, Steve. Have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.